some good opportunities. We just couldn't finish, you know, and I think that's, you know, plagued us a little bit in big games this year. You know, we could never get separation, could never get that two-goal cushion in this game, and I think if we could have got that, that would have been a real key. You know, similar to Minnesota State the weekend before, we had a 2-1 lead. We could never, and we had a 3-on-1 late in the game, that Minnesota State game in the second period to make it 3-1. If we would have scored there, I thought that would have been big. And same thing in this game. We just could not get that two-goal cushion that I think really would have cemented, you know, the outcome of the game for us. I really believe that. But we played well. We played well right up until that the situation with the penalties. And even at that point, we did until really the last minute. So, you know, you can't fault our players. I mean, they left it all on the ice. And one of the things we talked about going into the game is not to have any regrets, not to look back and say, well, if I could have done this or should have done that or whatever. And, you know, for the most part, I think our team left everything out there and did everything they could in their power to win the game.
Can you go back to the David Johnstone opportunity, Coach? I mean, that was such a great play that he made. He rung it off the post, and, you know, when that puck didn't go in, he looked up at the stars or at the roof of the ceiling of the building, and he, you know, you just see the anguish on his face, and you felt as a fan, you know, was that the opportunity St. Cloud was looking for, you know?
And like I said, we just had a number of opportunities where we, whether you call it a puck luck or, you know, inch this way or an inch that way can be a huge difference. And then we'd probably be sitting here feeling a lot better about ourselves today. And, you know, whether it's the couple chances we had at the open net or this opportunity or a couple of other scoring chances we had, you know. And, it was tough. I mean, because we did a lot. We generated a lot. I think we outchanced them. Like I mentioned, we did. We played a pretty good game. Our guys were ready to play. They were dialed in. You know, I think they did a lot of really good things in the game. Like I said, except finishing, you know, we got to be a little bit hungry around the net. But having said that, Lindgren was the star of the game. He was a number one star, hands down. I mean, I didn't know much about him. We didn't know much about him coming into the game. But he found a way to keep his team in it. And he got lucky on a few things, too. But, you know, I give him credit. He did a real nice job for them. But yeah, you don't get those opportunities. You're not going to get a lot of great scoring opportunities in games. And, you know, I watched a few of the other games on TV this weekend, and you don't get many opportunities. So you got to make sure you can finish when you get those. And that's one of our keys all the time when we play is to take advantage of your opportunities, because you're not going to get many.
Well, so we're up 2-1, and the penalties that we had already talked about, Alex Patan being hooked by David Morley, they finally call the play only after Alex goes down so they can make a double call, and one of them, David Morley, goes off for hooking, Alex Patan off for embellishment. That makes it 4-on-4. So when they pull the netminder, it is now a 5-on-4 advantage instead of a 6-on-5. And for hockey novices out there, they might say, what's the difference? It's a huge difference. You have more guys on the ice taking up space, and obviously it's a lot more difficult to navigate to trying to score with 11 players on the ice than with 9 guys on the ice. Right, Coach?
Well, no question. I mean, And anytime you run a power play in a game, it's usually 5-on-4. So you have your systems, you have your placements on the ice, you have what you're going to do. So we're 6-on-5. You practice it a little bit, but not very much, and it's a lot different. So, but yeah, just the space and the extra room on the ice is huge.
All right, so the creation of the goal with the 5-on-4 advantage for St. Cloud State with the extra attacker out there, Brodzinski, who was hurt throughout most of the game and went down early in the game, did not play much at all, mainly played on power play, and did come out for a couple of regular shifts, gets the game-tying goal with 37 seconds left.
Here comes Husila, hands it off, Russell, walks in, pass to the backside. Bennett with a shot, bouncing puck in front. Phillips trying to hold on to it, can't. Pass to the shot, scores! Phillips thought he had it, and they score on the backside. We're tied at 2.
Boy, you watch that replay. Phillips looked like he had it underneath him, but just could not hold on long enough to get a whistle, and he was so far out of the wrong wrong position at that point. He had no chance to get back in, did he, Coach?
No, he did. Not for where he was. He was behind the goal line on his to his left, I guess, left side. And, you know, he tried to cover the puck, and their player actually sort of kicks at him, and the puck comes loose. And, it's one of those situations where you can second guess again and say, you know, he should have just stayed in the net and let our defenseman handle the guy. But he thought he had a chance to cover that puck, and he dove at it. And he had it underneath him. He really didn't have it in his glove. He sort of had it between his two arms there. And you're hoping for a quick whistle there. We didn't get the break. And like I said, we didn't get any breaks. We didn't get any breaks in this game. Every break that we seemed to go against us, whether it's the post, missing the open net, whatever the penalty, you know, you just look at them. It was one of those nights where, we weren't getting the luck. And the hockey gods were not shining kindly upon us. And you have those games. It's unfortunate that creeps up in a game like this. But, they found a way to get it to the far side of the net, and Jamie tried to scramble to get back, and I got a piece of it went underneath him. But just not in time and not quick enough to get back over there. Now, having said that, prior to that, we had a couple glorious opportunities at an open net.
Right.
And, especially one, we could have probably skated it a little bit further, and we actually iced the puck, and, you know, and we had lots of room to skate it a little bit, you know, in further, closer, wider, whatever, and take a shot, and that would have killed up quite a bit of time, but we shot it before we got to the red line, which, you know, is one of those things you always talk about. You don't want to do that, and then it was icing, so the faceoff comes back, and because we missed the open net, and we never did get the puck out of our zone, once the faceoff came back in with about a minute left. So just a string of some really unfortunate events for us, so what you call bad luck.
Going back to their goal, I give Russell a lot of credit, who was able to find the puck once it popped out of there from Jamie to not take it back out the same way that it was, but to go on the other side, because that took Jamie out of the picture, and it also caught our defense, who were on that side, kind of maintaining over there, didn't realize really, I think, the danger that was happening with Brodzinski kind of hanging out there.
Yeah, a little urgency in the situation there. You know, one of our defensemen, he wasn't sure, you know, to block the pass, or he just sort of was there, you know, and he was trying to obviously block the pass, but probably do it again. You probably go down, on one knee, or even lay down and take the passing lane away, or the shooter. So, but yeah, Russell, I don't think he really could have come back up the same side because there's so much pressure.
True.
And the way Jamie is lying, and he only had one option, which was to go the other way. And fortunately for us, it didn't turn out in our favor.
So Brodzinski gets the goal. Russell and Bennett get the assist, and that tied it up 2-2 late in the third period with 37 seconds remaining. The penalties then expired with about 18 seconds remaining. We head to overtime, and of course you go in the locker room at this time of the year during overtime and try to get a game plan. What was the game plan other than just scoring the game-winning goal, Coach, going into the overtime period?
Well, the game plan was to just get a good rest and refocus. You know, you have to, you can't change, and we talk about it a lot, we can't change what has already taken place. We can't go back and rewind and do anything different. So we're in a situation now that we couldn't change anything. So it's all about moving forward, refocusing on what we needed to do and how the start we needed to get. We talked about simplifying things, especially having a scoring opportunity. Anytime we got the puck to top of the circles, we wanted to make sure at least we got it to the net, whether it's 2-on-1, whatever. We just wanted to underhandle the puck and put the pressure on their goaltender to have to make the save. So, and we also talked about continue to play good, solid defense, we didn't have to score in the first minute. We had some time to work on some things. So just play our game. Continue to play our game. Stay with the game plan. And that we'd be fine, because up until that point, we were actually the better team. There's no question in my mind. And so that's what we really concentrated on, that we had to put it behind us and refocus and re-energize. And for the most part, I thought we did a real good job. Our guys did a fabulous job of that, because I thought we came out. And a lot of times a goal like that can be very detrimental to your team. And, the momentum really shifts. But I thought our team came out and did a real nice job of of starting over and taking the play to St. Cloud.
Well, you outshoot the